Hundreds of people gathered in the summer capital Srinagar of Indian-administered Kashmir to mark the International Day of Disappearances. The event was organized by the Association of Parents of the Disappeared Persons. Over the two decades of conflict in Kashmir, the non-government organizations estimate that there are over 8,000 to 10,000 disappeared people in Kashmir. Many say the number continues to hike.
Unfortunately, the conflict has not ended. It continues. People still get disappeared. People still get killed. The number is increasing of disappearance. And also from many far-flung areas, which were unreachable for us in the last many years, now people are getting some hope. They're coming forward. They are trying to file their cases. Because of that, we expect that there would be some increase in the number.
Over the past few years, the issue of unmarked graves has been raised again, and the relatives of those disappeared fear that their loved ones might be buried in the unmarked graves across the region. Despite many public requests for state investigation, the government has turned blind eye over this issue.
My son is missing since 9 years ago, and they continue to search for him. There is no way possible for all of us to forget our loved ones. Be it whatever, if government is clean, why don't they extend support to us?
Artists from different parts of the world have come forward to sketch out the feelings of those living in Indian Kashmir. They believe by this way, they will be able to get international attention to what's going on.
In the time that I've been here, I've found that a lot of the representations of Srinagar focus on the landscape and on the historical imaginary of fantasy and desire of the land, and very few people are critically engaging with what's happening to the people in this land. And it seems as though the people are kind of either at the foot of the landscape or even behind it. So this association seeks to put the woes of the people of Srinagar in the forefront.
The rights activists in Indian Kashmir have raised concerns over the approach of international community towards the human rights violations conducted by India in Kashmir.
Things are different here because unfortunately it is a democracy. Unfortunately, it's a democracy which is perpetrating these crimes. It is not like Syria, it is not like Libya, it is not like any other country which is a dictatorship where dictators are perpetrating crimes. It is a democracy. So therefore, the paradigm of the international community has shifted and they think that crimes committed by democracies are not that heinous.
The Chief Minister of Kashmir has once again recently announced the formation of Fact-Finding Commission.
New Delhi is time and again held responsible for human rights violations in Kashmir, especially of those who disappeared over the past two decades. But New Delhi puts down the charges, saying these men have crossed over to Pakistan-administered Kashmir for the armed training. Shahan Abbott, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.